I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because, yeah, we got to put those new coats on the kids that need them. This holiday season, man, that's what we're doing. It's cold out there. $20, all it takes to put a brand new coat on a child that doesn't have one. And look, you can be part of the 69 Club, too. The 69 Crew is making it happen.
69 Crew is what's up, and lots of people have been donating $69 or more. We're now at $17,000 of our goal.
Yeah.
Which our goal is $35,000, so the numbers just keep rising, and that's pretty awesome, thanks to all the Rockaholics that are stepping up, including somebody like Steve. He's part of the hashtag 69 Crew, and even wrote, nice, just like the coats. Silver Sal donated over $50. Shout out to Matt, over $100, saying, no one should suffer, especially kids. I'm donating in memory of my recently late grandfather, Alfred, who helped raise me and was kind to everyone that he met. That's really freaking cool, Matt. Matt Popor.
Good job, Matt. It's pretty simple, man. Whatever you can give, it doesn't have to be the full 20. Whatever you give does help. You can also share on your social media. Any donation keeps these kids warm. It's all for the kids here in Washington State. You want more info about Coats for Kids? You want to make a donation? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
Instead, it's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack it.
And Steve, you got the baby on the way. Have you tried whacking it? Huh? What the hell?
There's a way to get it out, you know? You know, whacking it.
I like fried chicken.
Does he mean like slap the baby when they're born? Is that what he means?
I'm not sure exactly. You know what? I'll talk to the rep when we're off the air to find out exactly what he meant by that.
In any case, let's get to our contestant today. Wow, we've got Andy in Marysville.
And
Andy,
to answer your question, yes.
Okay, sure. Great. Okay,
perfect.
Wow, Segway King over here. Really?
Yeah. Well, he's trying.
Yeah. Andy, are you there?
I like fried chicken.
I'm here.
Thank goodness. What's he playing for today, Steve?
I have tickets to see Battle at the Boat 125 at the Emerald Queen Casino, hosted by the Ted Smith. Nice. It's always a great time. If you want information, go to KISW.com. If you want tickets, they're available now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Yeah. For those playing at home, Andy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Andy, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In the 1990 movie Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts is paid to stay for how long with Richard Gere?
Oh, gosh. Is it just one night?
No.
A week?
Yes. In the children's nursery rhyme, what meat did the third little piggy have?
Roast beef.
Yes. Which nice. Planet has the most moons?
Saturn?
Yes. On the map, the horizontal lines are called what L word?
Latitude?
Yes. Which baseball team has won the most World Series?
Yankees?
Yes. What traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie?
Mashed potatoes?
Yes. What is the most consumed and commercially available type of beer?
Budweiser?
No.
A type of beer. Lager?
Yes! In which decade was actor Anthony Hopkins born?
The 50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30.
Yes! And Andy gets 8 corrects.
Not too bad.
No. He got all of those ones that he was asked correct. Only got to 8, though. So a little wiggle room there for Steve to maybe get out a win and a whacking.
Oh, yeah. Well, or do anything. I don't know what he's doing.
Whacking.
Oh, he's not totally checked out yet.
Yeah.
He probably has some answers in his brain over there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
In the 1990 movie Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts is paid to stay for how long with Richard Gere?
6 days.
No.
9 days.
No.
A week?
Yes.
Nice.
In the children's nursery rhyme, what meat did the third little piggy have?
This little piggy had roast beef.
Yes.
Did it.
Which planet has the most moons?
I'm going to go with Uranus, Rev.
No.
I'm going to say Jupiter.
No.
Mars.
No.
Oh.
On the map, the horizontal lines are called what L word?
Longitude.
No.
Latitude.
Yes. Which baseball team has won the most World Series?
The New York Yankees.
Yes. What traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie?
Cheese?
No.
Potatoes.
Yes. What is the most consumed and commercially available type of beer?
Budweiser.
No.
Bud Light.
No.
Coors Light.
No. In which decade was actor Anthony Hopkins born?
Which decade? The 30s.
Yes.
Nice going.
Sierra Leone is a country located on which continent?
Italy.
No.
Africa.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Blondie?
Debbie Harry.
Yes. And Steve, you get 8 correct, which is another tie.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Congrats, Andy.
Good job, Andy.
Maybe that's why the baby hasn't come out. I keep tying.
Yeah, you gotta do something about
it. Yeah, you gotta get a win.
I know. You gotta open the floodgates.
Kissing your sister. You gotta whack it and kiss your sister. That's what Rev says.
That's right. It's exactly what he says.
Yeah. Open the floodgates might not be the best term, but
yeah.
I don't know why the dog is
Why does Lulu keep chiming in part of the birth?
I'm just mentally getting ready for whenever the baby makes a noise, Lulu's going to make a noise.
Oh, man. That's going to be an endless cycle.
Yes.
You've already accepted this.
Please be careful because sometimes dogs do not like the little ones that come into the house.
Wow.
Because just keep Lulu distant until she's old enough to defend herself.
At least Lulu's little. Like, you don't have to deal with this big
vicious.
Dog.
Lulu is a vicious.
She's a warrior princess.
It's true. I almost said a very bad word about
that.
Wow.
The dog is amazing.
It's not the word I used.
The two that you missed, the planet that has the most moons, Andy got correct with Saturn.
Saturn.
Come on, Steve.
Sorry.
Come
on.
The most consumed and commercially available type of beer. I didn't say brand.
Oh,
I said
crap.
Type.
The hell? Like
lager.
Yep, it's the lager.
Oh, did you do that because of the question yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much, did. Yeah. And luckily Andy was listening yesterday, so he knew that it was lager.
Lager.
Congratulations to Andy on tying Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. That's a cool thing. So who knows, maybe later on this morning we'll see if we can get another tie.
That'd be great.
Yeah, see if Rev will ask you about whacking something when your baby's being born.
It's very awkward.
It was a massively awkward thing, and we still don't know what he meant.
Those might be for the best.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Hey, you know what's also for the best is that, you know what, you get the holiday music because you're hearing it everywhere, aren't you? Well, someone did a new mashup, this one perfect for the ho-ho time of the season. They mashed together Marilyn Manson's The Beautiful People and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Both being Christmas songs.
Yes. And it's called Mariah Manson, All I Want for Christmas is The Beautiful People.
Don't hate this.
I would listen to this on a Christmas station.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I mean, if you hate Christmas music, at least this one you got. Right, half of this I can tolerate.
Whoever did that took it to a whole new level of Christmas mashups. That was fantastic.
Yeah. It sounds like it was meant to be.
Mariah Manson is also pretty damn funny.
Yeah. Mariah Manson. All I Want for Christmas is The Beautiful People. You can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Dude, so we keep on Comcast. They got all those music channels. So we have the Sounds of the Season on a lot.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Right. Man, you know, they'll tell you who did the song and what year it came out. There are a lot of people putting out Christmas songs this year. More than usual.
Wow, I haven't checked Sounds of the Season.
Shinedown's got a Christmas song. They do a Little Drummer Boy, like acoustic, and it's really freaking good.
Okay.
That's a pretty badass one. But the craziest is Bryan Adams has a Christmas EP.
A brand new one? Really?
2019.
This is the Cuts Like a Knife guy?
The Summer of 69 guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Summer of 69, Bryan Adams.
I can't remember which song he has, but it's actually not bad if Ref can find it.
Yeah.
Crap.
I wouldn't mind hearing a little bit of that Shinedown Drummer Boy either.
That one. I tried to find it on Apple Music. It wasn't on there, but it's on, it's like an acoustic record that they must have done, a performance that they did, and it was on Music Choice, so they did Little Drummer Boy.
How about Sounds of the Season has an exclusive that you can't find on Apple Music?
Right? I know. I was like, wow. It was pretty cool, though.
All right, well,
did Ref find that?
Did you find it, Red?
Or was he on the phone?
I'm trying to get this stupid ads for YouTube.
All right, don't worry. We'll wait. We'll,
and it's called Bryan Adams Christmas EP for the Bryan Adams one. But he does Must Be Santa, and it's actually pretty fun.
Oh, my, that's a cool song.
I know, man. I was like, and then it was the rest of it. The rest of it's a steaming pile of poop, but that one's
okay. All right.
So don't waste your money.
Is it a steaming pile of poop because it's Bryan Adams or because they're Christmas songs?
Because they're just bad versions.
They're really? Like
Christmas songs I never even heard of.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't know, man. I think you got to do the favorites.
Yeah.
Or unless you do something that's really cool, that's original, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
You know, like Wonderful Christmas Time, I think it was McCartney. That was an original, wasn't it? Having a wonderful Christmas time.
I think you're right.
I think it is original. And it's like, all right, that's become a standard. You know, you take a shot, though, and you do something original, and nobody likes it. It's just
all right. So I found the Bryan Adams Must Be Santa.
Okay. All right, here we go, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
God, Steve is like five again.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look at him. Look at him. Oh, boy. Steve, what? Don't know if this is as awesome as you think it is.
Well, the rest of it's worse than this, so that's
okay.
Not saying much then.
I can't wait for, you know, little baby Migs to be like 2 or 3 years old watching the toddler shows. I think Steve's going to like it a lot more than we think.
Yeah.
I can just picture him dancing he does with that goofy look on his face.
He's going to turn the corner and he's going to become an idiot. Even more so than he is right now.
Okay, in a roundabout way, you almost complimented me.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So you're saying I'm not an idiot right now?
Well, That's nice. You're a different kind of idiot. You're going to become the you're going to become the daddy guy,
yeah.
You know, which is the lame daddy guy. And I think daughters especially really just zip you into that mode. You just become the lame daddy guy.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure it's enough with this stupid Bryan Adams song, Dad.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. And you're going to realize there's a pleasure in like your daughter being embarrassed by you, but there's a pleasure in that where she's like, my dad's a goofball, I kind of like it. And then you realize, I know she says I'm embarrassing her, but she does like me being a goofball. And next thing you know, you're going to be doing these lame-ass dad things because you know she digs it even though she rolls her eyes at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happening. I can feel it because just seeing you do that dance like that, you look like an 80-year-old man trying to get all funky for Christmas. The daddy
it's time
dance.
To get funky.
Look, hon, it's a fan. And your friends are going, no, Steve, this is not a cool song.
Is stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I can see Munson looking at you right now, your buddy going, what the hell happened to you?
Oh, he'll be drunk laughing at me.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He's going to have to be.
Any luck finding the Shinedown one?
No, I haven't yet.
Weird. How the hell does Music Choice have this exclusive Shinedown song that's not anywhere else?
I know. I never heard of the Sounds of the Season people being the ones like, we've got the exclusive.
We're hit breakers.
But then again, that's their only time, really. I mean, they have other Sounds of the Season.
Like, I never listened to that channel any other time.
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to them. Like, they do have, like sometimes they'll have a spooky thing. And
for Halloween.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe, like, they'll throw an Irish jig in every once in a while. But for St. Patrick's Day. But for the most part, Christmas is their time.
Did you say it was War is Over?
I could have sworn that it was Drummer Boy.
Okay.
It's on like the
War is Over.
It's an acoustic rack. I don't know, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, dude. They've done other Christmas songs, but this is like a brand new one for me.
I would ask you if you were confused, but they do put it on your big TV screen.
Plain as day.
Yeah,
I mean, and that's a song that you really can't confuse. It's pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. I'm looking on YouTube, and there's plenty of Little Drummer Boys, but no Shinedowns.
How does that go?
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Dude,
yeah,
there's a version that was done on the CMAs of all places, and it's everything about it makes no sense. Like, and it's this Christian rock band. band called King and Country, which are a really good group, right?
All right.
They do a version of Little Drummer Boy live from the CMAs that is epic. It's the audio will probably be cool, but you need to watch the video. It's on YouTube. If you just type in Little Drummer Boy CMAs, you'll find it. But it's like ridiculous amount of percussion going on, and it's just over the top crazy. It's
okay.
So well done.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, like it's definitely a visual one more than an audio one.
Yeah. All right. So what's it called again?
King and Country covering Little Drummer Boy live at the CMAs.
Nice.
Yeah, that comes up on a YouTube hit, but not the Shinedown one.
How weird is that?
I think this is an exclusive for your music choice. Damn, weird. Music choice really wins Christmas. They got Shinedown to say, only you.
How did they have the exclusive?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was Shinedown?
Yeah, I found a picture someone took. It is Little Drummer Boy by Shinedown. It was done this year.
SOTS Live. Yeah, that's the name. Sound. I don't know what the hell. SOTS. I think that's the name
sound,
of the last
Sounds
record.
Of the Season, Steve. Sound, SOTS, Sounds okay. of the Season.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
man,
what it is.
It doesn't exist outside of that.
The F? SOTS is Sounds of the Season. They've got the exclusive, brother. That's what it is.
How in the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, Danny says he's got it. Can you play it?
Oh, yeah.
Danny wasn't even on the joke.
Damn it, Danny.
Danny wasn't even on the joke. What are you talking about, Steve? Steve's like, I guess
Danny's got it. He looks and goes, No, I don't.
I don't got it at all.
Danny
was
looking
at it. Even I knew what Steve was doing, Danny, when he said, he gets a look on his face like it's donkey time, which I don't know what that means. But
donkey time.
It's donkey time, boys.
It's donkey time, boys.
Oh, my God. You need that shirt, by the way.
It's donkey time.
Yeah, you know what? Make sure you wear that a lot for the little kid when she's born. She's really going to love her dad.
Oh my God.
What does donkey time mean?
You might need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. Why didn't my hockey team do that?
Yeah.
Right?
It's donkey time. And then you can explain that to your daughter. Daddy, what does donkey time mean? And then hopefully she does it in the middle of a subway where you'll be embarrassed.
No, that's when he'll pull out his phone and play Dominic the Donkey, duh.
Yeah.
You filthy man.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Okay, Vicky, don't sing it. Honestly, I hate that song.
It's on my playlist.
Yeah, that's great. We got this owner of a company who just did something pretty amazing. Just shared $10 million with his employees. I'll tell you all about this at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a great story for the holiday season. A real estate firm in Maryland called St. John Properties surprised its 198 employees with huge bonuses this year. So they have almost 200 employees. And at their holiday party on Saturday, the founder announced that everyone would be splitting a $10 million pool based on how many years they've been with the company.
Damn.
The average person got about $50,000. Of course, everybody freaked out. So the average person, that's not the most tenured person. The average person gets $50,000.
That's impressive.
He went on to explain that the company doesn't work without its employees, and every single one of them deserved it. And here's the moment that he made the announcement.
Everybody is important in this company, and everybody performs in this company. They really do. And I got to tell you, you're all participating in a bonus based on the number of years of $10 million. And now and open your red envelope.
That's amazing. How pissed would you be if you just left that job?
Oh, dang,
like you were there for 20 years. Like, 20 years I've been here.
Oh,
and I
man.
Feel like I'm not getting the respect that I deserve. And you leave and take a new job.
Oh.
And you see that on the news.
The average is 50 grand, so I wonder what the top end was for somebody, like you said, who did put in that much money.
Yeah.
Wow. Here are a few of the employees reacting to this bonus.
We just got a big payday. Woo!
It's crazy. It's life-changing. I'm shocked. I'm very thankful.
What happened tonight was magical. It's really amazing.
Yeah, the company's president, the guy we heard, his name is Lawrence. And in this clip, he explains how the amount that each employee will receive depends on how long they've been with the company.
The individual bonus amounts ranged anywhere from $100 all the way up to $270,000.
And how long has that person been working at the company?
44 and a half years.
Dude.
44 and a half years.
You've been
wow.
That also has a testament to probably how cool of a company it is that, A, they're giving that kind of a bonus, and B, someone's willing to be there for 40-something years.
Whoa, 270, geez.
What about the $100 person? Everyone's celebrating. I got 50,000, I got 10,000, I got 100,000. How'd you do, Jimmy? I got 100 bucks. I just started last month.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
This was man.
Right?
Now what are we going to do? I got to wait how many years? Hopefully they do it again.
I mean, 100 bucks is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, like, something, yeah.
Yeah, but like when you're starting to realize everybody else has gotten more, you're like, oh, man, that's great. Rub it in.
So the company president, Lawrence, here he is talking about how overwhelming it was to hear what his employees plan to do with their bonuses.
Paying off mortgages, buying a Corvette, buying a Mercedes, paying tuition, putting their son in law school. It was absolutely overwhelming.
And none of that was done by the guy that got 100 bucks.
No, he was like, what do you think I'm going to do with $100? Seriously, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to probably get a couple of Starbucks.
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Got a couple trays of wings.
That's, yeah.
And a lot of beer.
Yeah. Damn. You're right, too. The $100 guy is like, okay, congratulations.
And I mean, he doesn't deserve what someone else deserves as far as like if you've been there forever, but it's still like you're watching everyone else win the lottery around you.
Yeah. You're like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. I hope this happens for me in about 40 years.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Next year, there's no bonus, and he's just like, what the F? I've been here a year. I was going to leave. Come on.
A company splits a $10 million bonus between its employees. So based on this, good or bad, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe my boss did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I can't believe my boss did blank. Your calls, your texts after Sublime on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And a real estate firm in Maryland called St. John Properties surprises 198 employees. $10 million bonus they all split between these employees. So we wanted you to finish this sentence. Good or bad, I can't believe my boss did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Rose in Tacoma just texted in saying, my boss kept paying my salary after I abruptly stopped working the day my son was diagnosed with leukemia. The company truly treats their employees like family, and they didn't want to see my family suffer while our world spun out of control.
That's really awesome. That's amazing. Damn, dude, paying the salary while they're doing what they're doing. Boy, that's good business.
On the flip side, I can't believe my boss got on my case for being 5 minutes late when she's been calling in, quote unquote, sick for 2 weeks.
Oh, there you go. The quote unquote sick.
Yeah.
Well, we said good or bad. Finish this sentence. I can't believe my boss did blank.
Yeah, with me, it was back before the radio career, I was a security guard.
Woo!
You know, observe and protect and, well, no, observe and report. There's
Paul
no
Blart.
Protecting. Yeah, there's no protecting there.
What are you doing?
But one of the weirdest things that happened with me was the fact that the boss didn't fire one of our security guard coworkers who essentially admitted to breaking into the vending machine. And by essentially admitting it, it was actually because they noticed that it was broken into, so they took a look at it and tried to figure out how it was, and then they were showing, the boss was showing the police officer how it could have been broken into with a crowbar. And then we had a crowbar in our office for whatever reason.
Well, for the vending machine, of course.
Yeah, exactly, because the marks lined up perfectly with our crowbar.
Oh, boy.
And the only person on duty during that time was this one guy who had always been a sort of problem. But I don't know if he had, like, pictures of, like, the boss with goats or something. I don't know what was going on with it. But he, like, it was just like, nope, I guess we'll never find out sort of thing, and nothing ever happened from it.
Well, he did, of course, obey the company credo. He observed the candy, stole it, then reported it.
Yeah.
It's very true.
So annoying.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Man. How about this text? My boss had a 3-year affair with my coworker's wife. When he found out, he got into a shoving match with my boss. A week later, they fired my coworker for fighting. She divorced him. Now she's the head of our human resources department.
What?
Wow.
Well,
if
there's
anyone
irony
knows inappropriate
there.
Behavior, it's her.
Yeah, that. Wow. HR person, and she's basically, okay. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. Good or bad, I can't believe my boss did blank.
Someone said that I'm a delivery driver for a beer company. My boss powder-coated all the rims on my truck and trailer hot pink.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's terrible, but awesome.
That is terrible and awesome.
I can't believe that my boss over the weekend got the cops called on him.
What? BJ?
Yeah.
How is this? It's now Wednesday and we haven't heard about this?
Because I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think Vicky's blowing this out of proportion.
I mean, he wasn't arrested.
Was he drunk?
Were you? I wasn't there. I woke up to a text message and I was freaking out because I'm like, I'm going to have to bail some idiot out of prison.
Was it Beat us in? The cops are here. Come help me.
No, it was a group of them playing a board game and they were yelling so loud that somebody called the cops.
Where were you?
I have a love-hate relationship with Philadelphia. This city.
Where
is
were
the
you?
At the hotel lobby.
We were in a hotel lobby.
Okay.
So and they had no place for us. But I love Seattle. Seattle, you are such a cool place where the hotels know there's a big gaming con, like, you know, Penny Arcade Expo or ECCC. The hotels always let you hang out. They even put tables up. They're amazing. Well, Philadelphia, nothing. Nobody does a thing for you. The con closes at midnight. And if you're a crazy person like us, our group loves to game until like 3-4 in the morning. Our group's nuts. We just love doing that. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no place for you to go. Well, at least this one hotel tried. And they put us in this little corner area that was obscured by vending machines. So behind them, you really couldn't see what was going on.
Okay.
But you could hear people. And so we had one of the people who, she had a little too much alcohol.
What time of the day is this?
This is probably, this is after midnight.
After midnight.
Yeah, this is after midnight.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime after midnight.
All right, so, reasonable time where, people should expect that's going to be noise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, again, we're in the lobby.
Right.
So at least we're not like where the rooms are. So,
okay.
And so she's just losing the game. So she's crying. She's sobbing uncontrollably.
Like legit crying?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Crying drunk girl.
Yeah, and dude, she polished off a bottle of wine. So that was, she just kept going back to her room and refilling a canteen full of, so that she could drink the wine. Yeah.
She's crying about a board game.
Yeah. Okay. She's crying about a board game. So she's, and I'm of course just, I'm sitting there going, look, let's just play the game. And it's getting louder. She's crying louder. Well, I guess the people in the lobby, and there were other people playing games in the lobby, but they were at the other tables. They called the cops. They thought there was abuse going on.
Oh.
Because there was a woman crying.
And you've been known to make women cry.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
And how were you handling this before the calls were made when you didn't realize the cops were being, while she's crying, what were you doing there? Were you like egging her on?
No, we were just playing the game. The game is a game where you socially interact with each other and there's
checkers.
Yeah.
A social deduction game.
A social deduction game.
Oh, these
you
games.
Don't even
and
know
she,
me.
And oh, she was a spy. And when you're a spy, you have to lie and pretend you're not a spy. And when nobody was believing that she wasn't a spy, like she goes, I'm really a good person. You can't think I'm a spy. And we go, no, we all know you're a spy. She started crying her ass off.
Oh, wow.
You don't trust me! And we're like, keep it down, please. We're just playing a game. And, well, people on the other side, and we think they were from the Pacific Northwest because they passive-aggressively called the cops. I got to give the hotel credit. The woman at the hotel said, when the cops came to her, and they said, hey, we got a call. And she goes, you got a call? About what? She was mad. The hotel desk person said, who calls the cops without coming to us first to let us handle it?
You would think.
Yeah, so she was mad at the other people. So they come around the corner and they see us, and so they're expecting blood and whatever. The cops are like, they give you that look like, what are you idiots doing? Are you playing a game? What are you doing over here? Yeah, that's exactly how they looked at us. And at that time, she was done crying.
Like,
she was
mourning. This is the streets of Philadelphia, man. This is the least of our problems.
Oh, exactly, dude. Yeah, she was mourning. And then she was in a laughing fit being drunk, so that she had changed to the laughing drunk by the time the cops got there.
She sounds like she's fun at parties.
Oh, she's just a delight.
So is she someone that traveled with you guys?
She actually comes from somewhere else, but when we go to these big cons, she shows up and we know her. So she says, hey, what are you guys doing? Can we come play with you? And
I would maybe keep her off the invite list in the future.
I actually enjoy it because it's such an S show.
And you enjoy watching women cry.
Well, and she's there with her husband, and they have a relationship where he doesn't get to talk. She always talks for him. So I love that dynamic. I just enjoy watching the S show happen. And it really wasn't me that caused the crying because it was somebody else that didn't believe in her.
That is insane that the cops were called on this.
That's how bad it was. But see, you know, you got passive aggressive people. Steve, you and I are from the Northeast. I know we were not loud enough that anybody would think you should call the cops. But if you're from
crying,
it was the crying. Yeah. But if you're from the Pacific North, you know, you would at least come around the corner. If I thought somebody was in trouble, first thing I would do is go around and go, hey, is everybody okay? Instead, they immediately call the cops.
You would think at least they would contact the hotel.
Yeah, none of that either.
What's going on over there? Why is there a girl crying? And then go from there. I mean, I understand that they're looking out. Hey, they're looking out to make sure the person's okay, but they
But they're not.
Yeah.
They're a little bait. I mean, it's that Pacific
Northwest.
Maybe they were upset
that you were. Oh, maybe. You don't even know if they were from
the
Pacific.
No, there were people over there. I know them because I see them at all the conventions.
Are they like your rivals?
They're kind of like our rivals.
Oh, so they probably just called the cops just to be douches to you guys.
That's
awesome. I love that you have board game rivals.
I don't want to bring up the names of these people, but I see them at cons, and they're the kind of people that go on Facebook.
Is it the Renton chapter of the Settlers of Catan?
Okay, look, you know what? There are specific people that just go on the Facebooks and they hate everything. You know those kind of people? Uh-huh. And they rally, that they're always rallying for the cause. You know what? Life should be like that. So as soon as I saw them in the lobby, I really wondered, I go, are they going to be douches?
Turf wars.
Yeah, it was turf wars.
You guys need to just say rumble outside.
I think it's time to rumble. Yeah, because then
at some
least
point you guys are going to start wearing like cuts and jackets and vests and the board gaming club.
We have our Board Game Alliance t-shirt, so we actually do have a uniform.
Oh, boy. Yeah, were you all wearing it?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We were wearing them.
I have to say, I do not have one of these shirts because I don't want to be that kind of nerd.
Dude, you're part of our podcast. What do you mean? Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
You wear KISW gear once in a while. Why wouldn't you wear the BGA, the BJ Shea Board Game Alliance t-shirt?
Because I'm a nerd, but even nerds have limits.
Okay, you know what? I don't know if Vicky's coming next year.
All I got out of this was BJ flew to Philadelphia to play board games. Nerds.
Yeah, thanks. You know what, Texter? Have a Merry Christmas. I hope the tree falls up your blank.
Wow. That's typically not how trees fall.
Yeah, usually, that's
I will
how
make
fall.
Sure that Santa makes that happen for him.
Wow. What are you mad about? That's exactly what you did. And it's not a bad thing.
No, but you know, people sit there and make fun of you. And it's like, no, this isn't. I had Mitch make fun of me yesterday morning. And it's like, you know, guys, it's not 1990. I mean, come on. I mean, there are conventions for everything now. And people get to go have fun. Criminy's sake. All right. But yeah, we did get the cops called on us. That was actually a pretty cool achievement unlocked.
These are badasses.
We are badasses. No board gamers get cops called on them. I will say that one of the biggest podcasts and video game reviewers, like the whole crew showed up, a crew called the Dice Tower.
Yeah.
They came to our table to hear the story. They were like, what the hell happened in our years of doing this whole thing and being like, we have never heard of people having the cops called on them for playing a board game. And we're like, yep, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Put us in your podcast. So we, you know, we're famous, Steve.
Cool, man. I want to hear their version.
Yeah, I know.
And then these losers.
Okay. You know what? I don't
Did you
wanna,
give them t-shirts? Are I'm they not, part of your alliance
I'm
now?
Not, I'm not, you know, I'm done talking to all you people.
Hey, man, I don't want to piss you off. You're clearly a rule breaker and you're wanted by the law.
You've got your hockey friends and all the stuff that you do and you go travel and do stuff. I mean,
you guys make fun of me for it. Sorry, I know we're not allowed to make fun of you.
No, we make fun of you because you don't go to play hockey. You go to drink. That's what we make fun of.
Never said that we didn't.
Yeah, that's all I make fun of you for.
We have gone to tournaments without our gear.
Yeah.
Solely because we were just going to drink.
I don't think it's a bad thing that you go hang out with your buddies and with something you love. I just make fun of the fact that you call it a hockey tournament where you guys have have no intention of playing real. Like, you just intend to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the hockey gets in the way of it.
Yeah, and which, by the way, I have all the respect for you in the world. Because there are legitimate people to go to your hockey tournament really thinking they'll win the thing. And then when they lose to you, oh, it's the greatest.
Our bud Jason says BJ's the Larry David of board gaming.
Oh, it is true. That is a fact.
Someone wants to be in your alliance. Is there a way? Do they have to get beaten into it or something? Or what?
Well, there's a special. Yeah, you have to talk to Vicky. You know what? That's your initiation.
You talk must to swear fealty.
Yes, you must. I don't know if you heard about this. People drive more carefully with a non-living item in their car than with their kids in the car. So what is this item they cherish more than their children?
Board games.
With me, you were probably right. I'll tell you, it's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.